On December 1st, Governor Abbott tweeted, "I will cut funding for any state campus if it establishes sanctuary status." The governor's office has declined to explain exactly how Abbott defines a sanctuary campus, but students like 20-year-old Samuel Cervantes are worried.
I was not comfortable with telling anyone that I was undocumented.
Cervantes has lived most of his life in the United States after being brought here by his parents, who illegally entered Texas from Mexico. He's a sophomore at the University of Texas at Austin, majoring in political science and communications.
My dad raised me in a way that made me fear telling people of my status. And I think he did it out of a place, not out of malice. He wanted to protect me. So he didn't want any of my educational possibilities to be limited.
Cervantes was among many young immigrants given protection from deportation under President Obama's program, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. President-elect Trump has promised to scrap that program, which currently is in legal limbo. The governor's tweet, while vague, has only heightened fears. Carla Perez is with the Texas chapter of the United We Dream campaign, one of the student groups that have organized on college campuses across the state. United We Dream is asking university presidents in Texas and elsewhere to declare their campus sanctuaries for undocumented students, places where students without valid immigration status will be left alone. Perez says that the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, known as ICE, currently doesn't question the immigration status of college students. Perez is worried new federal and state policies could change that.
There's an ICE policy that speaks to ICE agents not going into sensitive locations like schools, like churches, and that includes public universities. You know, what we fear is obviously that that policy will be done away with.
Texas Public Radio contacted the administrations of the University of Texas System, Texas A&M System, and Texas State University. We ask whether they consider themselves sanctuary campuses and how they'll respond to possible lawmakers' request for greater cooperation with immigration inquiries. The only response came from the office of the University of Texas Chancellor, William McRaven. His communications director, Jenny Caputo, says McRaven has signed on to a national effort that calls for protecting the private information of students.
Chancellor McRaven and UT Institution President strongly believe in the benefits of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program and also believe the program should be upheld, continued, and expanded. We do not disclose the immigration status of our students. In fact, the law allows and requires us to protect a student's private information, including immigration status.
It's unclear how much support exists in the Texas legislature for identifying sanctuary college campuses and punishing them, as the governor has promised to do. When asked about that, Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss, a San Antonio Republican, answered in this way.
You know, I hope everybody will just settle down and cool off a bit, think about it, talk about what the specifics are that they're really talking about. You know, you certainly don't want to do anything that will have unintended consequences for our campuses and for our students.
So far, at least one state lawmaker says he's going after sanctuary campuses. Senator Charles Perry, a Lubbock Republican, says he's expanding legislation punishing sanctuary cities to include colleges.
Those that choose to implement policies, both formally or informally, that discourages compliance with federal immigration law will see state discretionary funding reduced or removed.
Perry says his bill will require campuses to assist federal immigration officials investigating undocumented students who may have committed felony crimes. As the debate ramps up at the Capitol, UT student Samuel Cervantes and his family worry about the future.
You know, my mom texts me every morning. She's like, "I'm sorry to have brought you to this country without your consent, because I know that you're going through a lot of pressure that you wouldn't have had if you were back in Mexico."
Cervantes says the uncertainty of what will happen has put a lot of strain on his family. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.